Given the dangers of brain trauma from helmet-to-helmet contact, would you want your son to play high school football? New numbers from a study of almost 24 area high school programs provide some insight. Let's learn more with Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Rick O'Brien. Rick, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Good to be here.
A lot of the work that you did looked into technology, specifically helmets, and apparently they've advanced some just in the past 5 or 6 years.
They have. I guess it started in 2003 when Virginia Tech started looking into it more because of CTE, which a lot of NFL players suffer, you know, a brain disease after their playing careers are over. And they came out with a study in 2011, which really forced the manufacturing industry, which is mostly Riddell and Schutt, has 90% of the market, to do a study. And now they have a 5-star rating on helmets for high school helmets. And it's up to the schools, and we wanted to look into how much the schools were doing to make sure to put in the money or the efforts to work with these manufacturers to make sure that their helmets were in top condition or rated the highest, which is a 5-star. Some of them are 4-star. They're all can be certified. You know, there's no concussion-proof helmet, but we wanted to find out what was out there, what schools were employing what helmets.
These better helmets cost in the range of $300 to $400 with sensors. It can go up beyond that. Do most of these programs have the financial wherewithal to provide them?
They do. I mean, it seems like that. The ratings have been good. There's still some schools that could do better. A lot of the schools we found have had 5-star and 4-star rating. We did 28 schools in southeastern PA and New Jersey. There are still some out there with 3 stars and even 1 stars. Now, while they're certified, they're not the top of the line and they're really not recommended. So it's a kind of learning tool for the schools, too, if they don't have them. But we do have 6 charter schools or public schools that had a 1-star rating on their helmets, but we were told by the executive director of athletics that when schools closed in 2012, there were shuffling of helmets and that they're not using those 1-star helmets that are out there. But those schools, 6 schools, have no 5-star helmets, so maybe that's an area where they could look to upgrade once they see our study.
Do helmets have an average lifespan?
They do. They have a 10-year lifespan that Riddell or Schutt are not supposed to go beyond that, even if it's recertified all those times, but it can. I've been told by both companies, or we've been told, that it does have a 10-year lifespan.
No manufacturer claims they have the perfect helmet that will prevent concussions, so the onus also falls on rule changes, coaching, training. What have you noticed in these schools in that regard?
Yeah, very good point. A lot of schools, both in South Jersey and Pennsylvania, have limited the amount of hitting in practice. Some won't do any hitting in practice during the week. They'll use tackling dummies. This is something that Dartmouth came up with. I think the Seattle Seahawks use it. And then they wear a soft cover shell over their helmets, usually during practice, too, if they are doing hitting. And then USA Football has helped some of them learn how to tackle better. They've come in and had presentations with a lot of schools to help learn how to tackle better. Some of them are doing a form of rugby-style tackling, which is like kind of lifting the kid up from the side and taking him down to the ground rather than that, you know, head-to-head or right into the chest.
Though in an overall sense, has helmet technology plateaued? Are these small refinements at this point? Or will there be another whole new generation of helmets?
Well, the one thing that we have is that the Riddell right now uses InSight technology, which is a sensor is attached to the helmet, and it's a wireless thing that it has an alert system, like a trainer will be at the practices and the games, and he'll know either by a serial number or whatever if a kid takes a hard hit. Doesn't necessarily mean if it alerts that it's a concussion, but he'll be able to go over and check on that kid and look into it and see, you know, say if he's far away, the trainer, the sensor will still, you know, and he doesn't have a good sight line for it, the sensor will tell him, wow, this kid, whoever's name is attached to that helmet, just took a big blow, and we need to go over and look at him.
Beyond doubt, we've come quite a way since football players wore leather helmets and NHL players didn't wear helmets at all. Still a ways to go. Thank you so much for your insights on NewsWorks tonight.
It was great being here. Thank you.
Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Rick O'Brien.